fall traditions in Michigan. While it is still quite warm in Japan, Michigan is gearing up for the fall season. Fall is my favorite time of the year because of the cooler weather and the changing leaf colors. There are many fall events unique to Michigan. However, the best part of the fall season to me is going to cider mills. Since the 19th century, going to cider mills has become popular among all people, regardless of sex or age. In my column this month, I would like to talk about what makes cider mills such a special part of the fall season in Michigan. Cider mills are generally places where apples are grown and processed into fresh apple cider. Traditional cider mills generally look like barns, whereas more modern cider mills are run out of restaurant-like buildings. I think that going to a traditional cider mill allows you to get more of a sense of how people used to live in the past. Cider mills are not only places where apple cider can be purchased, but also where handmade donuts and other fresh produce are sold. After enjoying your cider and donuts, you are able to enjoy activities such as hayrides, petting zoos, and walking trails. Since Michigan is the third largest producer of apples within the United States, cider mills have become an integral part of Michigan life in the fall. In the fall, my favorite cider mill to go to is called Yates Cider Mill in Rochester, Michigan. The reason why this is my favorite cider mill is not just because they have gluten-free donuts, but also because the cider mill is located right next to a river and is connected to many walking trails. Being able to walk while admiring the color of the leaves is really relaxing. While cider mills are traditionally associated with the fall, there are cases where a cider mill may be open not just during the fall season. However, I recommend that you go in the fall. If you ever have the opportunity to go to Michigan, please try going to a cider mill.